views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience inspiration, creativity, and knowledge. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted healers, artists, scientists, and authors helping you to discover the greatest version of yourself. You can find out much more at thelucidplanet.com and listen to all archive shows at lucidplanetradio.com. Today's show is about one of my biggest passions, which is art and creativity, and both really exploring my own creativity and helping others do the same. Like so many people out there, I have really struggled and battled sometimes in my life to express myself creatively and to really find trust in sharing this vision with the world. I'm not a painter or a visual artist per se, but as a writer, I feel like I'm always balancing being true to myself while also writing things that people enjoy and want to read. And in this way, creative people, which is all of us, are kind of constantly treading this line between our raw creative energies and our responsibility to our art, ourselves, and to society. You know, when it comes to art, every so often someone comes along whose work really blows my mind and who really helps me to see the world through a different lens, a different perspective, a shift, and who makes me believe that the impossible maybe can be possible. And this is how I feel about today's guest, Amanda Sage. She is really someone whose art intends to expand perspectives, and her goals really surround helping people develop compassion and inner peace. And we're going to talk a lot today about the healing power of art and what that looks like. And, you know, when I asked Amanda what she wanted to discuss on today's show, she captured this creative process so eloquently that I just wanted to share what she said before we get started with the interview. She said, "As we dance through life, we take a second look at things that inspire us. They turn our creative switches on and we merge with them to become art. Creativity is one of the highest forms of expression. And when we marry creativity with responsibility and action, we become a blessing to ourselves and the world around us." I mean, that is just amazing. If you've probably heard of Amanda Sage, but if you haven't, her work has been exhibited in museums, institutions, and galleries worldwide. She really is a global citizen. She travels the world exhibiting and creating her work, as well as teaching empowering workshops and lecturing at institutions and at festivals. She has been instrumental in the founding of the Vienna Academy of Visionary Art, which is amazing. It opened its doors in the fall of 2013. And she serves as a member on the board of directors for Alex and Allison Gray's art sanctuary, COSM, in New York. Wow. So without further ado, let's please welcome Amanda to the show. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
So great to have you on.
Yeah, what an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, the honor is mine. let's get started. We have so much to talk about, and I have some fan questions for you, too, that we'll get to a little later. But I thought a great place to start is, have you always known that you were an artist, or did you realize, or when did you realize that you had this strong creative channel?
Wow, that's a question I feel like I get asked quite often.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I answer with is that I've always been an artist. I just never stopped, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel that we all started out as very creative, curious beings. And at some point, you know, we got distracted into this realm or into that discipline. and stopped doing maybe something that we call now as is considered the arts. So I was really given a lot of support and encouragement when I was a child to pursue what I love to do. And there was there's something in me that I had some knack for it, I guess, for drawing. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed the imaginary realms, and then also creating these environments, building environments around me, and then also drawing them. And I'd say going to a Waldorf school probably helped quite
sure.
a bit.
For sure. That's awesome. Yeah. So we talked a little bit about how the creative process, in a way, you're speaking a different visual language. And you're communicating symbols and feelings through color and through texture and through pattern. How do you keep like refining these skills? Where does that discipline come from within yourself?
Well, it's the explorer, you know, that always wants to go deeper and further. And I've heard, you know, this said before about true creatives, that you're never finished with a piece. You know, and you never walk out of work and go home. You know, it's a continuous process that's always, always evolving within you. So you see something and you hear something. For me, I become very sensitive when I'm in a state of collecting imagery or collecting ideas. I will become more hypersensitive to my environment. And I'll hear something that has been said maybe two or three times. I'll hear repetitions, and I'll be like, "Oh, that's a sign." I'll take things as signs, and I use the environment around me very much as a tool for helping me bring my work to fruition.
I think that's amazing advice for people too, to listen, to quiet down, and to listen and look for patterns.
There's this beautiful story that that when I was studying with this amazing artist that I had the opportunity to work with for 10 years, his name is Ernst Fuchs. He's an Austrian legend.
Yeah.
And he, at one point, he, this is when I was in my early 20s, I had this painting I was working on, and I was really frustrated with it. I had no idea what I was going to do with it. I wanted to throw it out the window. And plenty of people that have studied with me before have heard this story, because I feel it's such a profound lesson. And he took the painting. I brought it to him. I was like, "Please help," you know. And he took it and he kind of cradled it in his arm, very, very maternal almost, right? And he said, "Oh, this poor painting is sick. Let's take care of it." And so ultimately what he did is he sat down and he told me, he said, "You're not listening to the painting. You have to learn to listen to the painting, because it's speaking to you." And it hit me so hard in that moment, because I was in such a struggle with it. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I carry with me every single time I pick up a brush, you know, or a piece of charcoal. I go into a dialogue, you know, I'm very aware of that dialogue.
I think that it's so funny how the subtle signs and like the subtle messages are always around us, influencing us. And through art, it's like we get to channel. I mean, it really does feel like actually channeling source.
Oh, know? Very much. Totally.
Do you feel like it's a spiritual experience making art?
It's the most spiritual experience I've ever had.
I love that.
I mean, it's terrifying, though. I feel like the thing, it becomes even more terrifying with time, because of how much you know what can happen of what's available. When you can master the skills of an instrument, right? And your instrument in painting would be, you know, the instrument of the mix of pigment and medium and water, whatever it is, with the brush and your motor skills. Once you've mastered that, then what are you going to paint? What's going to come out of that? What do you want to say? You know,
like the fabulous unknown.
Yeah.
Right? That we can't even imagine what we're capable of creating until we kind of commit ourselves and get into that flow state.
Yep.
And just allow the messages to come through. It's just awesome. Anyway, I want to learn to paint, but
I'll teach you.
Well, I see you do a lot of workshops and stuff, and I know you have one coming up in LA next week.
Yep.
Or in a couple weeks.
Yeah, can it's the tell, first time.
Yeah, tell our listeners, we're going into the break in like a minute, but I'd love if you tell them how they can go to this workshop in LA.
Well, we're pretty much at capacity now. It's kind of a little bit late to sign up. It's a 5-day intensive. But wow. I still really want to, it's the first time I'm actually doing it in Los Angeles. I've done these workshops all over the world for the past 5 years. And they are some of the most transformational experiences, for me included. I come out of them feeling very enriched and really excited for the next kind of phase of work. And it's about just diving so deep into yourself and into
awesome.
The miracle. Yes.
Awesome. Well, you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and we are going to take a very quick break. And when we come back, we'll explore more about creativity, inspiration, transformation, and responsibility with visionary artist Amanda Sage. So stay tuned.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ. Back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is visionary artist Amanda Sage. Before we continue, I just want to make sure that, Amanda, everyone knows how to contact you. Could you give your contact info for our listeners so they can find out more about your art, your fashion line, your courses, and the events that you are participating in?
Yeah, I guess the best way really is either go to my website, amandasage.com, or even more up to date would be my Facebook fan page, which is Amanda Sage Art.
All right, Amanda Sage Art. And you have a lot of fans on there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I think it's because you're awesome. Gotta love the power of the internet.
It's incredible.
It's amazing. I want to talk about collaboration and transformation and some other fun stuff. But before we do, I wanted to mention something because you said something before the break about how a piece is never really done and how we never clock out. And so my question from one creative person to another, and I'm sure there are many of us out there, is how do you deal with perfectionism? How do you know when, how do you let go when you want to just keep kind of changing a little thing here or a little thing there?
I mean, sometimes you just got to go with the flow. You got to follow, you know, where you're being driven, you know, and sometimes you go too far and sometimes you kind of, kill it and then you got to go resurrect it again, you know, and it's a whole cycle of, that you just have to, it's everybody's individual dance. And you learn a lot about yourself through painting and drawing, because everything that you put out is truth, you know, and that's, I think, why people are so scared of it too, because they're afraid of, you know, not impressing others, not impressing themselves.
Absolutely. So basically what you're saying is like, you can't really worry about what other people think. You have to just kind of listen, not overthink it, but listen to your own like inner voice and your heart and your intuition.
Well, the thing is, the colors and the brushes will actually tell you if you ask them. You're like, all right, what should I do now? What's the next thing that I should do? You have to get away out of the way of your mind, because your mind is the one that's stepping like 10 steps ahead. Okay, we're going to do this, and then we're going to do that, and then this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, you know, and then all of a sudden you get overwhelmed, and you're like, you just sit there and you can't do anything. So what I advise when that happens is, well, start with the one thing that you know for sure, and there's something that you know for sure, you know, and maybe it's to just go color in that little area over there blue, a little darker blue, and then once you've done that, you'll know what to do next and what to do next. You don't have to worry about all those things, because they'll come. You know, if they're supposed to be there, they'll come. If you have to take notes, you can take notes. But the best ideas will come back, you know.
This is really valuable advice, creative people out there. And I know several of you, and I know you're listening. Take this to heart, because this is gold right here. I have some fan questions for you that people they're the fans, of course, they love the art, but they want to know more about Amanda Sage, the person, the human. What are your self-care practices? Are you vegan? Are you into yoga? How do you do your dreads? That's one that several people have asked. And I have dreads too, and I also want to know how you do your dreads. And then also, you know, like what kind of music do you like to listen to when you work? Just kind of people just want to know a little bit more intimate details about you. So I thought I'd throw that out there, and anything that you felt like answering, you could.
Well, I am primarily, I'd say, plant-based, you know, living food. Like, that's where I gravitate towards. I also tell people, though, that I am an intuitive opportunivore.
Ooh, gosh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And I like, you know, I travel a lot and have traveled a lot in my life, and I like to be a bit of a chameleon. I like to really feel and see what's happening and understand what's happening where I am. So I don't carry too much of my own, necessities in a sense. But I mean, when I'm on my own, I'm pretty minimal. You know, I like kombucha and yoga and...
Hell yeah.
kale and apple
cider. All the things.
Yeah, but I enjoy wine. I enjoy like a good beer. You know, I lived in Austria for many years, and I'm very flexible. I'm not allergic to anything. I found that yoga has really been like a big savior for me. When I was 24 is when I first started to study yoga with my friend Dolly Mullane in Vienna. And she really helped me. I had been painting on the ceilings of churches, and I was really messed up. My back was pretty messed up. And yoga was a way for me to help me, continue doing what I wanted to do.
Absolutely. I've been doing yoga for like 10 years, and same thing. My back was wrecked from sitting at a computer, you know, and I had anxiety, like horrible anxiety, and the yoga just drained it all out of my body. And it's amazing how healing that is. But anyway, continuing.
I guess my dreads, I've had my dreadlocks for about 8 years. And I was shown from this really beautiful Japanese woman that I saw across the room about 7 years ago at this exhibition. She had the most beautiful hair, and I was just like, how do you make this work? Yeah. And she showed me how to lock them at the root. So when they start to grow out a little bit, you separate it at the root and pull it through. Pull your hair through, and then you separate it again from the, because it'll then create kind of two strands.
Yeah.
But then you take those two, put them together, and then pull it through that. And so it's like a weaving that is, it really doesn't take much extra time. It's kind of something you can do while you're like talking on the phone or, I don't know, doing something. You can multitask pretty easily with it. It helps me think even sometimes.
Yeah, totally.
And it keeps them really strong and thin, I've found. And yeah.
That's awesome. Well, to all my heady dreadies out there, that's the secret. There you go. You could probably teach a dread workshop or something at one of these.
Yeah, that'd be easy. Events. It'd take like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You can get all together. 10 minutes, man. That's all you need.
Right. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for answering some of the fan questions. I know they'll love that. And I love that. And I guess segueing, which kind of makes sense, you know, we talk about working with people and learning from other people and, you know, going to events and transformational festivals and all these things. What does it mean to you as an artist to be able to collaborate with other artists?
That's one of the best times. It's also one of the, it's a great challenge, but I embrace challenge. I really like to have that opportunity to expand. It's another great expansion tool to work with others, because to see how somebody else approaches a situation, they're going to do something completely different to you. And this is a great example of how each one of us is so unique. I mean, each one of us is different of how we approach something. And so to go into a dance with somebody else, which is what collaboration is, you find ways of stretching and moving and mimicking and doing different things that just add to your whole experience of life. I learned so much that way, and I've learned a lot of my, I'd say, most valuable tools in painting. I've learned through watching other people paint. You just have to have the open mind and the open kind of like willingness, you know, to step into somebody else's space, and then also be very respectful. I mean, you have to be very aware that like who you are and what your vision is something that is in a dance with another, you know, and then ultimately it's in a conversation with the cosmos and with the world and whoever you're, you know, is going to be a part of the conversation.
It's so confusing in a way, because like we're so unique and we all bring such different perspectives, but we're all kind of this one connected to this one source, right? That we're all channeling from through our own lens. And then we come back together with each other. And it's almost like this reuniting of source back with itself when we're collaborating, that we get like this dynamic perspective that actually creates a whole. And that's like, you know, psychology, they say the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And I have a funny collaboration story for you. Maybe it's not it's kind of a collaboration. My tattoo artist, Brandon Crone, he has your tattoos all over his sleeves. And it's just awesome. So he's using those hand channels, you know, to tattoo people with your art on his arms channeling through. And I always think about that when I see him tattooing. I always, because for me, you know, the tattooing is such a sacred experience and sacred profession. And I didn't know that, you know, is tattooing something that you would ever, we're coming up to a break, but just very quickly, would you ever do like tattooing like full time, or are you going to stick with painting?
Well, I have in different eras of my life, I have dove in deep into tattooing. And I did, Brandon's arms were not something that I started, but I did get to fill in some of them. And mm-hmm. I've worked with some amazing tattoo artists over time, but it's something that engulfs you so much that you have to just like, you can't really do anything else. So yeah. I'm sure there will be other phases in my life where I'll do that very selectively, because last time I did, I was started posting images on the internet, and I was flooded with people wanting me to tattoo them, and I was just got really overwhelmed. So I just kind of like stepped back from it for a little while, but I'm sure the time will come again. I mean, I've been on the road for the most of the last 3 years.
Oh, wow.
So it was kind of hard to do that as well. As I mean, it's like you're carrying all your paints and all these things, and then in a whole nother, you know, kit of tattoo stuff. I just wasn't like in the state to do it, but
it's definitely it's a different style of process. But I mean, if you ever decide to come back into that tattoo world, just hit me up. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. And on that note, we're going to head into the break. You are listening to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And when we come back, I will be talking to visionary artist Amanda Sage about transformational culture, the new renaissance, and what that looks like, and really how to address the artist within each of us. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I'm just laughing because our producer, Brian, is like throwing down some jams and I appreciate it. I am here with Amanda Sage and we're talking about visionary art, culture, creativity, and all the fun stuff. And I meant to bring this up before the break, so I'm going to bring it up now, as I want to talk about the Amanda Sage collection. Listeners, if you guys haven't seen this, it is amazing how they've taken Amanda's art and really transformed it into fashion and letting you become the art. And, you know, the way Amanda's art is, it has all these lines and it's very flowing and it looks amazing on the body. And I'm just wondering kind of how you ended up in the fashion arena. Amanda, hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey.
Oh yeah, I'm just wondering kind of what made you decide to do fashion?
Sorry, I just had something else pop up and I didn't know where the sound was coming from.
No worries, you're fine.
Yeah, so this is a collaboration with some of my friends here in downtown Los Angeles. And it's been something, fashion has been always something that I've been into to a degree, like wearable art, since I was a kid. And this latest kind of project, I guess, has really taken it to the next level. And we're working with using my paintings, like photographs of my paintings, scans of them, remixing them into patterns or just the paintings themselves, and then printing them on recycled plastic bottle material that is like an athletic kind of weave. And using that to create kind of a second skin clothing that you can wear out, you can do anything with it for the most part, really. And anybody can wear it and layer it. And really been a lot of fun to kind of see people turn into these, they're like superhero skins.
Totally. I have a bunch of it. I have like a sports bra, kind of like a, not like a sports bra, but like a bra top and booty shorts that I do yoga in, and a couple pairs of leggings. And one of them, I got my boyfriend to squeeze into the leggings and it was amazing.
The guys love them. They turn into just like, you know, like little superheroes. It's like so much, you feel so energized. I feel like that's kind of the best word.
Totally. And I guess this, what we're talking about, segues really nicely into the next thing I wanted to bring up, which is kind of how much our culture is shifting into this kind of visionary, psychedelic, transformational realm, however you want to call it. I mean, I've had several guests on the show. I had Andre Jones on the show. I've had Mitch Schultz, the director, on the show. I've had Rick Doblin, the director of MAPS, on the show. And all of them have talked about kind of how visionary culture is becoming mainstream and like bursting at the seams with this creativity. And, you know, Rick Doblin even called it like the psychedelic renaissance that's happening in our society. Have you experienced this as your art career has unfolded?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I also tell people that I have a very unique perspective, that I get to go to these places where there are pockets of people tapping into this culture, or really, like, you know, creating this kind of global neo-Renaissance awakening. And so I feel like, well, has it really hit mainstream? I mean, we're getting really close. And yeah. I feel like things like Burning Man, I mean, you just mentioned Burning Man to most people out there, you know, that are tuned into the internet, and they kind of have an idea of what that is. And it's something that is yeah, it's about time. I mean, I think it plays a large role with the expansion of the internet and how people are now able to tap into so much information and more choice, you know. So who are you really? What do you want? What are you going to do in this life? You know, you're not as locked into a specific role like you were before. And a lot of people, though, it's like their minds have to expand first to even realize that they do have the choice. And I think there's still a lot of, I mean, of course, there's an incredible amount of people and cultures out there that are still very stuck in older paradigms. But hey, that's where we come from. I mean, we have to be gentle in the process, but we are at a point where our environment and the future of life on planet Earth is really up to us waking up, you know, and taking responsibility for what is of how we've gotten to where we are now, you know, and how we're treating the environment primarily.
Absolutely. And I'm really glad you brought this up. It's all connected for me, at least. Right. So like there's this like psychedelic vibe going on. There's like this artistic vibe going on. There's music. There's all the sustainability stuff that we've never really even had before. It's never been the focus. And suddenly all of these movements are kind of like intertwining and coinciding, all with the goal of like this kind of awakening and self-mastery and growth and healing. And really, the, you know, like you said, the planet needs healing. We need healing, and we're finding it by coming together, and we're finding it through culture. Like I've done several shows on festivals and, you know, transformational festivals, and done a bunch of press at them this year and traveling and all that. And it's been really eye-opening how much healing can come from people gathering together to kind of grow and learn and evolve together and have fun and celebrate and kind of get back to those tribal roots.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's just, it's really magical. And so what I guess my question for you is, you know, how far do the healing effects of art go?
Wow. I feel like it's something that affects us on a very visceral level, something that we feel rather than understand. And that the art is now able to travel in an instant all over the world, onto screens, and people save, people save an image on their phone and it'll be their screensaver for years. Yep. and I'll get to meet them years later, you know, and they're just like, oh my, you know, their testimony of what this is, what this work does for them, the reminder, because mm-hmm. that's really what it is. And that's what I see my work as, is, if anything, let it be a medicine or of something, a reminder to come back to our center of something that we know is true. That we, when we're looking for truth, that we have something, we have an anchor, you know, that brings us back. And I think we need that in these times more than ever. And so inspirational guiding work, including music, including anything, you know, that you can surround yourself with that is uplifting and inspiring, it's really important.
Where, what are for you, this was another fan question, what are some of the music or the work or the art that inspires you, that lifts you up?
I really love all kinds of different music. I like classical music. I like contemporary classical music. People like the German composer Niels Fromm. Are you familiar with him?
Yes.
N-I-L-S Fromm, F-R-A-H-M. And then I guess Ludovico Einaudi. He's an amazing Italian composer that I've been very inspired by. And a lot of contemporary like artists that I know through the festival circuit, like Random Rab, dear friends, many of them are dear friends, and like Papadozio and people, you know, where there's a groove. I love painting to live music. That's one of the most.
Yes. I love, live painting is one of my favorite things at festivals. I just sit there and watch for like hours. And it's just, there's something about that, you know, that the sound and visual combination that it's really amazing. That is so cool. Well, thank you for sharing that because, you know, I'm always looking for more inspiration. I'm going to look up, what is it, Ludovico Lunaldi?
Ludovico.
I'm going to look that up. That sounds awesome. And it's time for the break. So when we come back, Amanda Sage and I are going to wrap up this discussion by talking a little bit more about the artist inside of you and how to cultivate that. So this is Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. Stay tuned and we will be right back.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
Summer, you can see it fading fast. Yeah, I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio, and I am here with visionary artist Amanda Sage. We're going to wrap up the show. I feel like we could keep going. We're probably going to have to do another show.
Yes, awesome. Please.
Awesome. Okay, cool. But I can't have a successful artist on the show without talking a little bit about the business side of the art game. Mm-hmm. And so I guess my question for you is, there's so many people out there that want to be artists, but they're afraid that they won't be able to make a living, and they're kind of bound by that starving artist stereotype. Do you have advice for people to get out of that way of thinking?
Well, you got to start small. You know, it's don't put all your eggs in one basket. I think that's probably the best advice, because there's, you know, you got to stay on your toes and be flexible. I've never actually had another job besides doing what I do. And for some miraculous way, I have been able to continue to do this, but it's because I've been flexible and I've done so many different things. I mean, I did portraits for years. I would color etchings. I would do so many different things.
So open. I think that's really good advice.
Yeah. And you really have to, you know, diversify, but be very clear with what you're, don't do too much, you know, have something and do it very well. And this is what I tell a lot of people, like, don't do a ton of paintings. Don't focus on a lot of paintings, focus on a smaller body of work, but really make it good, because you post one image now, you put it out into the world. And if that image is just, you know, absolutely amazing, it's going to travel. The world will take it and run, you know. And so rather than a bunch of unfinished paintings, focus on finishing paintings, you know.
Finishing paintings. That applies to writers out there too. I'm the queen of, I have like 82 half done articles right now, and I'm just looking at them all like, oops, finish the articles, finish the painting, get the work actually done. That's so important. Another question, Amanda, is what is for you the definition of being successful as an artist?
The success is when I feel you know, happy, I guess, about what I've created. But more than anything is when I get the feedback from others, and the stories and the letters and the testimonials that people offer of what my work has offered them. And that is success for sure.
Awesome. And so I know we talked a little bit about this at the start. Everyone's an artist, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's an artist. What advice do you have for people who want to get connected to their creative talents? You know,
well, you start by prioritizing your time. Mm-hmm. And this is something that we all know is there's less and less of it, right, of time. But it's something just like any practice. And it's something that you're also going to resist. All of your being is going to resist you taking time for yourself like this. It's the same kind of resistance that comes up when you're wanting to start a new diet, or, you know, do something that is really good for yourself. But you have to do it in baby steps, you know? So take time, get together with a group of friends and get a bunch of paper and pencils and draw together, do spin drawing, you know, and you just have to start drawing. That's what it is. And you have to give yourself the space and time. And if you can't do it on your own, because sometimes that's really hard, sometimes you need a few friends to get together and do it, mm-hmm. you know, but it is a meditation. Painting and drawing and doing anything creative takes us into a space inside of our hearts and inside of our minds that is very, very profound. And I feel like it's something that stops time in a way that allows for spirit to come through us. And it's life enhancing for sure.
Yes. Yes to all of what she just said. I mean, seriously, that's the one thing, you know, in psychology, we talk about being in a state of flow. And how when you're in the state of flow, time stands still. You don't even know that time is going by because you're so immersed in what you're doing. And they've actually done studies that people who spend more time in that flow state are healthier, they're happier, they have less anxiety, they live longer, all this stuff. And so But in order to do it, you actually have to sit down at the desk or sit down at the easel or sit down.
And that's what the, yeah, that's what the responsibility is. And this is something that I battle with on a daily basis, really, because there's so many things that want my attention.
Yes.
And I am so curious and I am very open and, you know, want to help this person or do that or answer this email or do this, but there's only so much time in a day. So learning to say no is something that I'm really learning a lot about actually right now, because I've been just a yes person for so long. And it's like, well, to actually be able to do a lot of these things, I have to focus my energy. And yes. I have to really, so I'm in a big process right now of going through, looking back in my life and putting together a book. This is what I'm finally going to be doing, a like coffee table book of my art.
Awesome.
A coffee, tea, whatever you want to call it.
Kombucha. Yeah. When can we expect that out? Maybe sometime next year?
Yes, next year. I'm going to be doing a Kickstarter.
Oh, awesome.
And that will be released sometime in the spring next year. I don't have a specific date. But these, as all good things, take some time.
Yes.
You will for sure hear about it if you follow me on social media or get on my newsletter. And
right.
Yeah.
And that is Amanda Sage Art on Facebook, right?
Yes. And Instagram.
Oh, awesome. Instagram is great for art.
Yeah.
And then also just amandasage.com.
Yeah. I'm pretty easy to find. If you want to find me, I'm out there.
Awesome. Go find her, guys. She's traveling. Where in the world is Amanda Sage?
Yeah. Well, right now I'm really happy to be in my studio and to be like very grounding and going through kind of like processing, because it's this kind of thing when you're always on the move, you're collecting all these amazing things. And then where do you put it? You know, you put it in the bags at home and then you're like, yeah, I'm going to deal with that later.
Yes.
But it's a big process to go through all this. And it feels good though, too. There's a lot of me that just wants to keep running, you know, onto the next most awesome thing. But there's no tiring of the most awesome things out there. There's so much of it.
Thanks for bringing that up, because we talk a lot about FOMO, right? The FOMO thing. But the reality is like it's so true. There is like nonstop. There's always going to be great stuff going on. But what else is really great stuff is what I have to remind myself and other people in my life is you doing your creative work is also really awesome stuff that you need to make time for.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We only have a couple minutes left in the show. So I guess I maybe wanted to close with like, what do you think the future holds for Amanda, for culture, for life? Where are we all going? This is my question for you.
Well, that's up to all of us. you know, and we all play a very large role in it. And the more that we can do for ourselves in starting to change, taking little baby steps and changing habits that are not serving us anymore, that we know are not serving us anymore, this will affect, the ripple effect will affect others, and we will continue to attract to us the most amazing things that you can possibly imagine if you allow it. And I think that we have a very bright future ahead of us, and it's to be seen, right? But take each day as it comes and do your best. That's all I can do.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Amanda. I am an optimist as well. It sounds like you're an optimist.
Yeah.
And, sure. You know, I wouldn't be here doing this if I didn't believe that we really did have the power to change and have the power to grow and the power to connect. And so your work and what you're doing is just a further testament to it. And I really want to thank you for coming on the show today. Amanda Sage, total goddess, amazing, talented, wonderful, beautiful human. And thank you for sharing such inspiring information with us.
I appreciate you, Kelly. Thank you.
I appreciate you too. And I appreciate all our listeners too. Thank you so much for tuning in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. Had a great time today. And you can join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific on KKNW 1150 Seattle, WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York, as well as all over the internet via Transformation Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, etc., etc. You can also find me at thelucidplanet.com and connect with me at Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. Next week, Lucid Planet Radio is welcoming back our regular co-host, who is also my partner, Jimmy Ohm. And we will be talking about control freaks and narcissists and how to spot them in your life and how to liberate yourself from those energies. So stay tuned for that. Light and love, positive vibes, and we will see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.